Oh, do you want to hear the dirt on Mr. F Do you want to hear the dirt on Big Fatty?
Yeah, what's
All right. You ready for this? I've met there were probably about four or five couples that knew of him.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what they all said?
What?
You ready for this? He
Is
is
that?
so sweet.
We all know that.
Yep.
I was like, "E what?" I knew he was, but I mean, they all said the same thing. He is sweet. That is one sweet man. How do you know him? And I was kind of embarrassed.
Why?
Everybody knows Big Fatty.
Kind of embarrassed to say Pride 48. No, I wasn't.
Yes, just
very embarrassed about podcasting.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You ready for this?
Big Fatty, where's my kitty? Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1514 of the BFO for Thursday, the 14th of November, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, yo. We got a few more voice letters. I've got a list, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, but where's my kitty? Hello, Squeakles. Big Fatty, where's my squeaky kitty? What, poodle? I've just had to put it away. I've just had to put it away. Big Fatty, I want my squeaky kitty. Just it'll be fine. Just, you know, if people want you to have the squeaky kitty, I'm sure they'll call in and say something, or they'll post something over at the BFO and or send an e-letter. I just have a feeling if they want you to have it, there'll be an outpouring. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So anyway, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, busy day. Busy day in the coal mine. I did get quite a bit done on a project that I am working on, and so I was real pleased with that. And y'all, let's just see. Oh, I had a little leftover. I finished off the Greek lemon chicken soup. And by the way, you know that aunt out there in the San Francisco, so nice and name it was, wanted me to send him the recipe. Yeah, aunt, I can't find the damn thing. It was on the inner tubes, but I can't find it now. So it just goggle Greek lemon chicken soup paleo or something like that. Maybe you can find it. Ready? Finished that off this morning. Y'all, evidently I was slurping it. Slurping the soup. Ready? Slurping the soup. Y'all, Larry Cly put it out on the Twitty that he was going to show me another use of a letter opener if I didn't stop slurping my soup. Ready? Maybe he should show you the use of a letter opener if you don't give him a squeaky kitty back. Y'all, and then at lunchtime, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Freddy. Why are you doing the coupon? I'm going to go and look for my squeaky kitty. Well, okay, Poodle, you go do that. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. As I said, I went to the Vons East, and the penny coupon today was for the Vons East cranberry juice, and you know that's nothing but high fructose cone syrup, so I didn't get that. I left my coupon for somebody else. Y'all, I picked up that they had the Vons East premium bagged solids, and y'all, they had a new one there. It was the barbecue. The barbecue ranch solid, and it had a little bit of cheese in it, a little bit of Bafarin, and some tortilla strips. Not a whole lot of those either. And y'all, then it had a barbecue flavored ranch dressing to put over the greens. And y'all, so I had that for my lunch. Y'all, it was actually pretty good. I thought I may get that again. I also got one of those. The premium True Blue solids, which has got the blue cheese and all that. You know, love the blue cheese, y'all. I got some poke skins. You know, I always like to get me a little treat like that. And got some bananas. You know, they had the yellow squash on sale. I got a couple of Honeycrisp apples. What does that say? They had the good Land O'Lakes butter on sale. 2 for $5, and it's usually about $4 a pound. You get 2 pounds for $5. And, y'all, they have the thing I like about the Land of Lakes butter is that they sell it also in half sticks. And, y'all, when you live by yourself, you know, sometimes your butter can pick up the other aromas that are in your refrigerator. So, y'all, if I can just open a half stick, you know, it doesn't get vulgar. Got that. Y'all, they have the Oscar Mayer carving board meats, which is the thick sliced meats. And y'all, the girl must have thought I was an old poop. Bee, that are you all for hiding my squeaky kitty? So I did get the old fart discount, but y'all, I spent $31.11 and I saved $12.07. Yes, Big Freddy. Gussie, y'all, today's a big one. Today's a big one. Yes, Big Freddy, I wish I had my squeaky toy for this one. This is a big one. Today, y'all, you know, it's 9 months. 9 months since Valentine's Day. You know, that obligatory, mandatory Valentine's sex. You know, Freddy, that's vulgar. Today, the 14th of November. Try to remember, y'all. Y'all, it is the one, the only, that Laurie Warbucks. Big Freddy, he's one of my favorites, and I know Miss Bacon likes him, too. It's true. In fact, Big Freddy, I have a feeling that Miss Bacon might just make him a cake.
Happy birthday. I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Bart. Happy Halloween. I got a question. Hi, Poodle.
Hi!
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's our Axe Big Fatty question today, and it's coming to us from the lady on hiatus, y'all. It is Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Okay, so, like, I'm on the phone right now, so obviously I'm, like, not on speaker. So I have my radio too loud, so I'm not on speaker, so I have the phone up next to my fat face, and when I pull it away, when my call is done, all of a sudden my screen lights up and there's that red bar that I just hit, hang up. So that's how that works. But how, this is a tech question.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
It's technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word in technology.
How, did I already say that? This is a tech question. How does it know it's not next to my fat face anymore?
Dear Gussie, y'all, that first of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. This is a wonderful tech question. In the future, if you'll mention that it's a tech question earlier on, we'll get the right music played. Yes, Big Fatty, and we'll have a squeaky kitty too. No, well, maybe not. But anyway, Miss Bacon, this is an excellent question, and you've come to the right source for all your technological questions. It's a very simple concept, and it can be summed up in just one word. Big Freddy, what is it? Magic.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David, that blue jeans guy, and Poodle.
Yes?
Poke him and wake him up, please.
I wish I had my
because
squeaky kitty. I wish I had my squeaky kitty to wake him up. Hey, wait a minute. How do I play the music? Big Fatty, wake up!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a
hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Yes, y'all, Ask Big Fatty question today is from David, that blue jeans guy. David?
All right, my question is, you talked about giving Miss Kitty a dairy case hug. What the fuck is a dairy case hug? Just wondering. So, bye. Talk to you later. Bye.
David? First of all, thank you so much for calling, and it's very interesting that that we played this call exactly 1 week from the time that you called. Poor Big Fatty. But it's an excellent question, David. And this almost could fall under the technology segment, but we'll leave it here because since you didn't specifically say technologically what is a dairy case hug. But anyway, by the way, I did not see Miss Kitty, nor did I see his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the Von Z's today when I was over there picking up the old fart discount. Big Fatty, please. But anyway, a dairy case hug. It's really as obvious as the nose on your face. It's when you run into someone and you're there at the Von's East and you're both standing right there at the dairy case and you just give each other a big old hug. So that's a dairy case hug. Big Fatty.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. It's Donna Sugars. I'm calling because I was listening to Dubious Intent Plus, and I wasn't aware of this, so I'm totally going to start doing this more. I'm so sorry that I haven't been doing it, but I have to call and tell you what I had for lunch. Daniel was talking about it, so I'm like, okay. So today I had a Wiener Schnitzel. I don't know if you guys have those out there. It's a hot dog stand. So I had a chili on a hot dog, and I had a pastrami on a bun, which is a pastrami on a hot dog bun with one of those long pickles. Oh, my God, it's so good. And I had some chili fries. Oh, my God, I was indulging. I got paid yesterday, so, ooh, girl, I was having something naughty. So I just wanted to share. I wish I could burp. I can't burp right now. I will try to burp and call you immediately. Okay. Well, kisses, Big Fatty. Mwah, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Donna Sugars. Yes, Big Fatty, now I'm hungry after hearing that. It's true. And Donna, thank you so much for calling. I'm not quite sure why Daniel would tell you to call and tell me what you were eating, but it's lovely to hear your voice. And if that's something that you are so moved to do, then keep it up. Big Fatty, that is vulgar when you say it. Dear Gussie, y'all, I thought I'd just finish up today's little show. I got a couple of things I need to ask. Y'all, you know that Ed Chan called earlier? It may have been yesterday's little show we heard. But, Ed, I don't remember. I don't remember where you live, but I have a bad feeling in my stomach that you were in the Philippines, and that's where that big storm, that typhoon, Typhoon Buffoon, hit. And Ed, if you'll let somebody know that you're okay, it would, yes, Big Fatty, we need to know these things. And so, anyway, and if anyone else knows any news about Ed, Ed may have been from Singapore, but I want to say it was the Philippines, but Ed, as you know, I don't remember shit. But anyway, regardless, let us know that you're doing okay. Anyway, y'all, you know, I told you about, buying the eggnog made with the almond milk and the coconut milk, and I still hadn't tried them yet. But y'all, one of the things that I wanted to stress to you, if you're gonna try these things, the one nice thing about the almond milk and the coconut milk is, y'all, they have very, very long shelf lives. Now, I bought them last weekend, and they're good until the new year. So, y'all, if you're like Big Fatty and you don't drink a lot of that kind of stuff, you can get you a carton of this stuff, and it'll last you throughout the entire holiday season. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. You know, I also told you last weekend about the big sale over at the Nasty Pig, and y'all, there was an e-letter that came in just prior to Big Fatty recording the little show, and y'all, they've put some things that just happened to be on Big Fatty's wish list. Big Fatty, you're a whore. You're just a whore. All right, Poodle, enough of that. No, Big Fatty, I'm just going to continue saying that you're a whore, and that's all that we're... Poodle, what can I do to... Well, Big Fatty, there is one thing you could do to make me not call you a whore, and that would be... Well, I think you might know... would it be this? Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so excited! Oh, there's a kitty! Oh, it's Squeaky Kitty! So, anyway, I'll go over there to... I go over there to the Nasty Pig and look under the sale and see what Big Fatty's got on his wish list. Y'all, by the way, I'm going to activate Tamari on Friday. I'm going to activate the link over there under the top of the heap about the information about sending the Crema cards. Big Fatty, that'll just be lovely. And y'all, if you're looking for something, if people are saying, what do you want for your Crema? Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, I don't have an electric blanket. Y'all, I've got an electric mattress pad, and it heats from below, and y'all, it is absolutely magnificent. Big Fatty, you can say that again! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty is, y'all, it's just, y'all, the time is just getting away. You know, not many work days left for Big Fatty. You can say that again, Big Fatty. I'm going to go over here and work on my Squeaky Kitty. Okay, you do that, Poodle. Y'all, I'm sorry, but, you know, sometimes you just got to, you just got to make them want the Squeaky Kitty. Big Fatty, I want it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the number one funky homo from the Stick It With a Poke, and, you know, he's on that little show with Gavin, you know, old Jesus Hair. Y'all, Jesus Hair has cut his locks. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. What does Jim think about it?
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah, we're ready for it. We're just, whenever you want to tell us, we're ready.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.